Hi, I'm Hall of Famer Chris Dolman with this Black History Month moment.
The migration of an NFL franchise helped lead to the reintegration of the league. Los Angeles native Kenny Washington became the first African-American signed by an NFL team after World War II, when the Cleveland Rams were relocating to his hometown in 1946. The team sought to play in the L.A. Coliseum, and the facilities commissioner refused to grant permission to use that venue until the Rams integrated their roster. Washington was joined that year by Woody Strode, who had been a teammate of his along with Jackie Robinson and Ray Bartlett at UCLA as the four African Americans on the Bruins roster. Washington had led the nation in total offense in 1939, but received little recognition and was not invited to play in the East-West Shrine Game. In 1933, an NFL policy that prohibited African Americans prevented Bears owner George Halas from signing Washington. The Rams may have left Cleveland in 1946, but the city spawned the Browns that year when the All-American Football Conference was launched. The Browns also had two African American players on their roster, Bill Willis and Marion Motley. Willis was signed 10 days before Motley, and they helped Cleveland win all four AAFC titles and the 1950 NFL Championship. Willis and Motley were both inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Washington, Strode, Willis, and Motley broke the color barrier a year before Robinson famously and courageously did so in Major League Baseball. Their legacies live on.